Kyle Show and those sick individuals we call DJs on Rant Radio.
It's Sunday night at 9 p.m. It's time for the What the Hell Show with Private Rex Owen Sumerian. Join in on the conversation on the IRC on the Rant Radio Channel and the Dell.net servers. And now, here's Private Rex Ball.
Greetings.
Hey, everybody!
Welcome to What the Hell.
What the Hell!
Holy
and this
crap.
Week I am here and fucking, well, Sumerian is going to set our levels because this show is not going to be boring.
Nope.
And well, look!
Testing.
Who's all in the fucking house? Who we got in the house tonight?
We got...
People.
We got
Jack.
People in the
we
house.
Got some people.
We got Jack.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, my
RC. You want me to do the camera or are you going to go over the camera, Bert? You're not going to do it.
Kurt Bird is not in the mood for
okay.
the fucking camera.
Sumerian's going to do it.
Sumerian's going to do it?
All right. Pretty much see the whole
Sim,
from the camera.
Sim,
anyway.
you
no,
got your head shaved
on
again.
People. I will do the commentary while Sim runs around. First of all, Sim, do yourself. Do yourself, Sim. I want to watch. Do yourself. Do it. Bend your little red cage over, you freaky fucker. Come on. Come on. Do it, you crazy fuck.
You should have seen it. It was horrifying.
I took out my two ribs so I could go down on myself. And it's Sumerian in Ultra 3D, Ultraman.
Gouge my own eyes out now. I just can't stand the thought of that sight.
And zooming in. All right.
Oh.
And in Technicolor. Wow, look at those teeth. It's hard to believe he could chew through a tree. All right. Moving right along. We got DJ Psycho.
Nothing in the way to say.
Nothing in the way to say. Moving right along, we have Kurt Burt, who is...
I'm tired. Go away.
He's tired.
Why are you tired, Kurt Burt?
I'm tired.
I played paintball all day, so...
Oh, no, not paintball. I got professionally beat up all fucking day. And then there's me. And I got paid for it, too. And there's me, Sean Kennedy, the fucking man. And we're going to be in the house tonight.
And the Dark One...
And all the shit that we're going to do with that. There's going to be more on that.
The Dark One is back, and he's off his medication.
That's right. I am way off my medication, yes. Stalker man got the chick. It'd be surprising what they'll agree to when they're on fire. All right.
And we have Inky.
The Enkinator. Ah, looking sexy. Stick that large swole and I got stung by a bee tongue out. Come on, do it. Sexy. Hey, you get in my belly. Okay.
Okay, yeah, like back off a little bit there, Sim.
Look at my glands. I've got glands. They're very big glands. You feel love? I feel love. Okay, so. Hello, everybody. Every day. Okay, so. That's
big news. We have a live webcam now.
Very big news.
Go to the webpage.
We're out of bandwidth.
All right.
Fresh out of bandwidth. But
the wonders of stop motion animation.
It's like Wallace and Gromit on What the Hell?
The early years. What?
Once per second.
If I go any higher, our people won't even... Half our listeners can't even watch it because they have regular modems.
Half our listeners are enemies of the state anyway, and they only have 28 modems.
That's right. Get with the program. It's year 2000.
It's not their fault.
Get rid of the dial-up,
it's
please.
It's not their fault. They need more money.
They do.
They do. They don't make enough money, so they have to get it. And not everyone lives in D.C. where they can get cheap fucking...
But if you want to see us live, go to www.rantradio.com and click on webcam.
That's right.
It's very surprising.
Not only that, but what about these poor assholes who live in, like, buttfuck Idaho with, the, like, the potato famine, and we are their link to the outside world. Could you imagine that? Oh, my God.
I'd kill myself. I would fucking kill myself.
I wouldn't kill myself. You never, ever kill yourself because you got the gun, you stick it to your head, and you go, wait.
There's other people I could kill.
I have a gun. It's not that bad.
I feel bad as us being the reporters of how the outside world is.
Yes.
They must be, like, paranoid in their basements with guns.
No, that would only be our boy Black Talon, which I haven't heard from in a little while. I think he's even begun to distrust me. He lives in a trailer. No, I'm not joking. Black Talon lives in a trailer just outside of Arizona, where his uncle works for the Winchester plant.
That's right. Yeah.
How long has he known you?
He was one of my original listeners from my show. back way back in the day. So when I had my own show on Rant Radio,
you mean this is a year ago?
His ICQ number is like 77320.
That's really scary.
Okay, he's like
it's right up there on the leading edge of technology.
He's the original. He's the original scary fucker hiding in his basement with the 12 gauge, going.
I was
going
to say something about it takes about a year. Not that's
the video is faster than the radio. Well, you see,
5-digit ICQ, is that right?
Yeah, something like that.
Whatever you do,
I've got a 6-digit. I'm not too bad, but
whatever you do, do not try to read our lips. You'll go insane.
Yeah,
read my lips.
You see, the webcam is about 10 seconds or 20 seconds before you actually hear us.
My God!
So there's this kind of weird time warp kind of deal happening.
It's a temporal anomaly.
Where time becomes a loop. Where time becomes a loop. Where time becomes a loop. All right, so anyone who knows that fucking techno song I'm talking about, that's like the stoner trance techno. You ever hear that? Like that time elapsed 15 minutes. You know, that fucking shit. And the song is like, you know, 18 minutes long. It's like Underworld
Gone Bad. You
needed 18. And, you know,
it's for the DJs because they're slow.
No, there's a song. No shit.
I need 18 minutes to mix into the next song.
There's a song which is Worf from Star Trek Next Generation going,
yes.
It's an anomaly where time becomes a loop. Where time becomes a loop. And then what they do is they phase it out
that.
So that there's two of his voices going, where time, which where time becomes a loop. And it separates, and then it comes back together.
Yeah.
But this whole thing takes, like, fucking 5 minutes.
People are tripping out in the floor.
And you're like, oh, man, Worf is, like, caught in a fucking time strategy hole. I don't know what's happening. It's very strange.
It's been proven, anyways, that Star Trek has been excellent for the techno community.
Oh, of course it's been excellent for the techno community.
Oh, yeah. Big, huge influence. Like,
I mean,
lots of samples.
I mean, no doubt. We've got, like, Jim. Jim. Chip. Danger. You know, that kind of shit, you know.
You know,
I personally
really
want to get
because you're
all
doing
started
the lines
with
for Spock and you sounded like McCoy.
All started with Information
right. I
thought
Deforest Kelly
right?
Crawled out of the grave to come get me.
Rolled out of the grave.
Wow, we got everybody in the fucking house tonight. Look at these crazy assholes.
These are all our hardcore.
Hardcore.
Girl on the left.
Hello, girl on the
girl
left.
Girl on the left, why are you not here?
Why
I owe
you
a
here?
Snap.
Rubber
rooster.
Rubber rooster. That way, if you beat it, it keeps coming back for more. Weeble wobbles, but the fucker won't go down.
How are our levels?
Sounds like my last two girlfriends.
Yeah, I think she did the joke, actually. That's okay. Hey, Mobius. Hey, man. It's like all these people say, hey, all once.
Okay, we went around the room in here. Let's go around the room in there.
Right, at the top
all of our
we
listeners.
Have Fault Sequence.
That's a new one.
Fault Sequence.
Welcome, Fault
Sequence.
Welcome to the insanity we call What the Hell.
Join us.
Whatever you can, run.
Send more Fault Sequences. And everyone who got that joke on the MIRC, please make me not feel old and tell me where I got that from.
Please.
We have, no, not really, because...
She has work to do. Girl on the left has work to do. That's weak. It's 2 hours out of your week.
What the fuck are you doing on the MIRC? Sorry.
Look.
You fucked up.
Kurt Burtz is playing a tiny little violin.
My heart is bleeding purple panther piss. Okay.
Fourier.
We have Fourier. The hard, the true. This guy rocks insanely, actually.
Yeah,
I've been
you're tight with him?
I'm in tight with Fourier. Fourier is the shit. We got girl.
He's the guy out front, right?
What's that?
Never mind.
He's way out front. He's the guy who gave me that reach around. He's got a cock hung right down to his ankle. And Fourier. We all have to put a big diss out for Fourier on the bitch. And Fourier knows who I'm talking about. That bitch who ditched him. That fucking bitch. We all have one of those bitches in our lives. You know those bitches that broke your heart?
Oh, you mean the one? You mean
Darlene? The list.
Darlene.
Oh, there's one bitch, but she changes form. There's one bitch.
She's visited all of us.
And who has come to all of us. And one day, one man somewhere along the line will grab her and kill her. But like Agent Smith, she will fade out and reappear in another bitch's body.
She's going to come up and say hi to him. He's going to turn around and go...
Yeah.
Smack!
And say, fuck you, bitch! So we all feel your pain,
it's not
Fourier, about the bitch. Just listen to some Cure, and then if that when you start getting angry, let's switch to Nine Inch Nails.
I can give you her address.
But she's changed form and moved on.
The Uber bitch, there is no escape.
It's like, and you help your landlady take out the garbage.
Then we've got Info Loop.
Info Loop!
Back to the stupidity.
And he's in BC just like us.
Infobot.
He is. He's up in the...
Don't say Infobot.
He's trapped in Hicksville, where they had the greasy ball cap contest.
Northern BC.
Yes, Northern BC, where the women are loggers as well as the men. Yes, yes. Wow, I'd like to get hoop slammed by a beaver. Let's go to Northern BC. That's a fucking plan.
Now we've got more.
Come with me later. I'll show you.
No, thank you.
Now we've got Mord Sith 99. You're 1 year behind. Catch up.
We're Mord Sith. Why are you not Mord Sith 2000?
Or 00.
No, fuck that. He's Mord Sith. Leave him be.
And Pixie Chick.
Pixie Chick. Hello.
Welcome.
She's pretty regular. Chick. Who is Pixie Chick? Do we
she's
have a
friends.
Pixie Chicks?
Yes.
Where is it?
I believe we do. It's
put it
sitting,
on the
out, sitting on my hard drive.
It is not sitting on
it
your
is sitting
it
on
is sitting
my
on
hard
your hard drive.
Yep.
Well,
in the other room.
Oh, Pixie Chick.
Hello, Pixie Chick. And a Rubber Rooster.
Rubber Rooster. Right below Pixie Chick. Is that symbolic?
Maybe. And Shazbort, yes. Right below Rubber Rooster.
And Shazbort is the shit. Prophet Shazbort, in fact. So, moving right along, what do we got going on here?
We got lots of stuff going on. We're
lots
gonna
of
kick,
stuff, you say.
Kick the show up a notch. I've thought of a lot more segments for us to do.
That's
not
true.
That
a lot of interesting segments.
Segments fast.
Not necessarily. Well, we'll get to them as many as we can. Every night.
And plus, it's the information superhighway. We got to keep
right.
these people attention for more than 10 fucking seconds. If we're going,
they'll click off and go somewhere else.
I feel it. No, they won't click off. These guys are fucking loyal, man.
Yeah,
they
these are hardcore.
Shit
there's,
shows.
There's a word for that.
Strong shows.
There's a word for that. It's called fanatic.
Fanatic.
God bless the fanatics, eh? Like, where would the Christian church be without them? Really, you know?
That's right.
Still who a sect would... of Jews that weren't getting anywhere?
Precisely my point.
Lion fodder.
We need Rant Radio listeners who are willing to wrap themselves up in, like, sacrilegiously clean cloth and blow up a bus. We will let the old people go, but not the children. Boom! You know, that'd be fucking great.
Mommy, why did we have to die?
I wish my life could be filled with shock cuts from movies I saw. You know what I mean? You know, like, and you could, like, rewrite the endings of movies. Everyone out there who saw Mystery Men, I want to rewrite the ending of Mystery Men so that when Mr. Furious fucking goes to town on Dr. Frankenstein,
yeah.
He, like, doesn't do the, it goes to, like, Fight Club, and he, like, gets on top of it and just smacks the living fucking, like, just goes Forrest Gump, eh? Just, it should not be touching you like that, again, eh? And he's fucking, you know, run, Forrest, run, you know, and he's just going absolutely shit hawk, and he just beats this guy like a fucking rooster.
I wholeheartedly agree. I think everybody in the theater, you know, they're laughing their asses up to there. Everybody in the theater should have just shut down going, holy fuck.
Keep punching, buddy,
slow
until you feel brains.
You're furious. Yeah, exactly. It should have been like, he wakes up, and he's in, like, covered in blood, and the guy's gone. There's nothing left but a greasy stain.
Like, look at that. You just turned into a pap smear. Have a nice fucking day there, blood stain.
So we got lots of new segments, so I'm just going to list them out real quick. Let's see. Name that sound effect. Caller of the day.
Caller of the day? Caller of the week.
Caller of the week. You're caller right, of caller of the week.
Caller of the weekday.
Caller of the weekday. AWOL bag. Tech item of the week. Shit list
the
of
shit
the week.
List.
The shit list. Music to fuck by, music to fight by.
Those are two different segments.
Two different segments.
Music to fuck by.
Two different songs.
Because God forbid any of you have sex. Except for you, Pixie Chick. And I don't
stop
know.
Right there,
Sean. I put it on a snap.
Well, just amass these until you get to have sex.
Yes, exactly.
And you'll have a great music collection
and that way, you
in
know,
two
and,
or three years
and that
when
way,
you
when
find that
boy,
special chick.
When the pizza boy wakes up after you hit him over the head, he's all tied to the bed with the fucking little girl dress on, and you're like, would you fuck me? I'd fuck me. You know? It puts the lotion on its skin or against the hose
again.
Just put the pizza in the fucking basket.
Okay.
That's from Silence of the Lambs, if you didn't catch that.
Now.
So I mean, that's sweet. You can't
awesome.
Guess that. I would love just to get the look. Like, that would be America's Funniest Home Videos.
Oh,
right
yeah.
There.
Pizza Boy wakes
the
up.
Pizza Boy doesn't know, but we drugged him. And
put him in this pretty white dress.
By a gorilla. You know? Scream like a little girl.
Did anyone hear about the latest? Apparently some bear keeper down in the States got attacked and sexually molested by the bear.
Oh, really?
How do you feel being fucking held in a cage? Well, he was asking
was
for it. Look
male.
At how he was dressed.
That's right.
You know, I mean...
Yeah, the guy was male. No, the guy
she
was
a grizzly.
No, the bear
on that mountain,
was
here, Ben.
And raped
hey,
him.
Ben.
That's no good at all.
So, honey, how's your day at work today?
Oh. I'm not for, that bad. I got fucked by a Kodiak.
And I'm in for colon reconstruction.
I don't even have to grunt when I take a shit now.
Oh. I'm going to sleep now, and when I it's wake just... up, this day never happens.
Wow, how much money can we spend on hypnotherapy? Quick, I'm going to drop 50 tabs of acid and watch Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas back to back on loop with my DVD and these heads-up display. Oh. Oh, God, did you fuck all these bears?
My day at work sucks, honey, but look what I can do with this cow can.
We've also got comedy track of the week.
Comedy track.
Audience story of the week.
Audience story of the week. Very
yes.
smart.
And
gross hospital stories.
Gross hospital story, as always. News of the week. It's going to be a little low on news because I don't have an opportunity to browse the news at work anymore.
Translation, Sim got a life, and so we suffered.
Got a job.
However, I should be actually browsing the news, but this week I have, like, crazy-ass network fucking problems. So I love being a consultant. And everything's broken! Really? What's wrong? I can't get anything!
All the pay and none of the security.
Can you be a little bit more specific? my computer is broken. I know what the problem is.
I can't get my email.
Have you tried turning it on?
Hey, I got an idea. Why don't you shut the fuck up and call someone who cares?
And we have movie quotes.
This
I brought
is
that
cool.
back. Brought some movie quotes
movie
back.
Quotes
Remember we
cool.
used to have that?
Yeah, I used to like movie quotes.
And we've also got the movie man. Mm-mm. And stamp your money because Drexel's not here to say, no, that's weak. I don't think it's weak. I think it's pretty damn cool.
I thought
cool.
it was a good idea.
I think it's pretty damn cool.
Yeah, I'd like to say, actually,
you get the promotion plus the illegality of defacing money.
Which is
so
always
what's the better combo than
and
that?
And not only that, I thought it up.
Yes.
I did. I, Sean Kennedy, am responsible
for the defacement of thousands of dollar bills.
Blame me.
Blame
actually, no, fuck
me.
That. Blame Chris King.
That's right.
Blame Chris King.
The
Chris
ringleader. And we've
I
got
am but a pawn.
For the ringleader.
Off and on, if there is a Good Onion article, I do have one. It's about Windows 2000, which is heavily promoted in the news.
Actually, but I just installed it.
Really?
Ah, yeah.
I hadn't heard anything about it at all.
Imagine that.
Imagine that.
Well, if you got out of the cave, maybe you would. I don't know about this browser. It's not doing anything.
Shut up. I like my
stone drawing. Oh. It's got a really slow baud rate. Yeah, over 7,000 years, it turns into stone again. That's what I call a low refresh rate. Alrighty.
How we doing? Godlike has joined us. And a new person, the Scribe.
No, that's not the new person. That is our boy from Northern... Fuck, I can't remember. It's the he sent the rant in. Fuck.
And Dark Horse, which changed his name back to guest. Hey, Dark Horse, that's a new person.
You know the fucking guy. Where did he move?
Like,
Jesus
and Sonic
Christ, Scribe.
As well.
I'm sorry. I
and
can't
Sonics.
Remember the...
That's new, too.
I can never remember the name of the fucking place that he lives.
Who?
Scribe, fuck you!
I never even heard of.
Yes, you have. He's the guy who sent in the rant to us. We played it.
Really?
Oh, fuck!
Sorry for forgetting it. Powell River,
Powell
you
River,
jerk!
You fucking jerk! There it is. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
No bad. No.
No bad.
CK in Philippus.
All right.
So, whoa. What the hell are we gonna do first? We got so many.
I think we should do my brand new one. We'll do. Prank.
Okay.
Prank the intro.
We've got an intro. This is something called Prank of the Week.
This is something I just thought up, and we're going to do it.
Okay, here it is.
Prank of the Week. Yeah. Wow, that was really shitty-ass intro.
We made that in 30 seconds.
How about that?
Can you tell? We made that just before the show.
All right, anyway.
Radio.
Here is the Prank of the Week. Prank of the Week is, if you go to CNN.com, you'll see that they've got this fucking ghostly image.
CNN.com, it's like space picture.
Oh, it's like space ghost image, you know. It's one of those things where it's like, oh, look, there's a bit of wisp on the screen. It looks like Jesus, you know.
Move to Kansas and worship it for a week.
I looked at the picture, and it bled on me, and I was healed.
Wait.
Anyway, so what I've got an idea is I want somebody to data jack. I want somebody with SATCOM skill to data jack and start sending images as though they're coming from the Hubble telescope. And then
just
what you
put
do
little ghostly images.
What you do is you take some bullshit photos, right, that were, you know, from other Hubble telescope shots, feed them back in, and in the middle of them
just overlay something.
In the middle of them, you put like a war fleet.
Okay. Yeah, just little pictures of
like, and if you zoom in, you have to zoom way the fuck in. So some scientist was like doing the Amityville thing, and he's all dun 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 dun, dun.
And
then
they're going back to check that spot in space again.
They're checking it, and they're like, you know, half of them are fading in and fogged as though they're cloaking, you know. And then they've got this war fleet headed for Earth. Just because I'd like to see that, you know, hit the news. Not only that, but I'd like to really make some astronomer's day. Because, you know, at that moment, he would come in his pants. Because that's what he's been waiting
the
for his entire
been waiting.
Life.
My lifelong dream has been realized.
Oh, my God, I'm going to warn the Earth of the inflating fleet.
That's right. And then send the next picture, little green men waving.
Does anyone remember what the hell was the name of that picture? Mars Attacks?
Uh-huh.
My favorite line in that whole movie. They blew up Congress. I love that line. I will be honest now. I actually got wood during
hey,
the
critical
the
shot, rabbit puppy. Better late than never.
Critical shot.
He's critical shot. He sent me a new picture of himself. Update on the webpage. I've not put it up yet. I've just been working on new segments for the show.
And before we get into the show,
yes.
Since we have so many listeners right now,
it's a good idea.
I think I'm going to do a plug.
Okay.
Oh, God.
For
The Cult.
The Cult. If
now
you don't know what it's about, here it comes.
Here it comes, boys and girls. Yes, finally, we've been going on. I've been doing rants.
Help
I've been
me.
Freaking out.
It's all just the preamble.
It's
getting
all just the preamble
up.
For The Cult. Now, what The Cult is...
It's not a band.
It is not a band. This is Cults with a K.
That's right.
It's spelled very differently.
No copyright infringement.
No Sonic Temple here. None. Sans Sonic Temple. There's Rant Temple, which Skip Radio put up. But that's a different thing. What The Cult is... I want to say fuck all this lone hacker jack shit. You know, the guy's like, I am lone person cruising
in the
back alleyways. I am the Blade Runner. I am he who is darkness. I am intensity. Fuck that. That's okay. I can do this because I am Sean Kennedy, the fucking man scribe. Don't worry. And everyone who's here tonight is all friends. We all know.
Yep.
If you would like to join...
Here at What the Hell, we're all friends.
We are all friends
All these
here.
People on the list in the IRC.
They're all... Well,
they're here
guys,
for us.
Shit, they've been in for
They know
a while.
About you. They know what you're about.
So, the truth is...
Can I have some water, please? No. Water, please.
All right, shut up. Fuck the water.
I'll
I'm talking
water.
About Cult.
You talk.
What we've got to do is... You have to join Cult. Cult is an organization of friends who are going to stick around. It's basically like Amway meets the Masons. With like, you know...
Lots of Sean.
With lots of me. And Skinny Puppy is the soundtrack. It's a grouping of people. If you want more information on how to join the digital community that is eventually going to take over the Earth, and we'll see the fall... Shut up, Deck. We'll see the fall of the entire modern revolution. You have to join. You must be a member. You must. It's fucking...
You can fuck with that.
Hello. It'll be great. So, that's two rings. All right, anyway. But if you want to, you have to get in touch with me at the Rant Radio address. If you would like information... what, Amway meets the Masons? Are you insane? Of course I'm insane. I am insane. I'm crazy. I am sick of the bullshit. I am sick of just yelling and screaming and waving signs and yelling into a microphone. I want to break something.
Yes.
I want to see...
You've been sitting beside Sean for
too.
Just how
no,
long
damn it.
His radio shows, and you have to ask that question.
We need to act. We need a community. We
how
need
do we
to
join?
Get...
Rubber Rooster asks.
How do you join? I'm so glad you asked. You send me
send
an email saying, I want some information about Cult to Kennedy@rantradio.com.
That was Kennedy@rantradio.com.
And once you get that message, I will... Wait,
you'll be
after I get that message?
See, the thing is, you have to be sponsored by somebody who's in it. And, well, Sean Kennedy is in it.
Because it's my fucking cult. Cult stands for...
K.
Kennedy's Uber Elite Terrorist. That's right. We will break it all. We'll tear it down. We'll rip it up. And if nothing else, we'll at least have contact with other crazy fuckers.
That's right.
And the different sub-clans of cult will eventually rise up and take over. And we will see it. It's what will always be going on in the cult. We'll see now. In all honesty, this will be fucking insane. It'll be great. We'll give the FBI something to be afraid of. They want to fear somebody? Be afraid of me!
They need a new enemy.
I am the super predator. Bring it on! Yes! Yes! The DOS attacks it with me, you fools! Mafia Man's anagram for Pagliamo, which is Swahili for Sean Kennedy's call. That's what you have to do. You have to join. So if you want to be a member...
Kennedy at rantradio.com.
That is correct. It'll be fucking sweet. Eventually... Pixie Chick, you know you want to join. You know you do. You're going to touch yourself in the shower and say that name in the man's shower. You will.
Sean Kennedy. Cult.
She can't say Sean Kennedy. I'm
right.
Taken. That's okay.
Yeah.
And I'm married to the dark one, so the dark one would appear out of her shower train and kill her.
Wah, wah.
So I'd be bad.
And you could only see her in the mirror.
She's like, left is concerned for your health.
Oh, fuck that. No,
and you weren't before. You weren't concerned for his health before.
I'd like to apologize to everyone. I left the Thorazine at home.
No. You want to know why I'm so energized right now? You want to know why I'm so happy? One, because I have a course of action. You have to have a course of action in order to change events.
He's got a plan.
We have a clever plan.
Cunning plan.
And when the rabbit is pulled into the castle, we will all jump out of the rabbit and start to kill. That will be the plan. Cult is the rabbit.
Okay,
we will all follow the white rabbit.
That's right.
And cult and is the white rabbit. Pill. We need to go.
I suddenly get a vision of hundreds of people sitting inside a temple. A white rabbit statue at the top and everybody.
He sees the vision.
He sees the vision.
He sees the vision of the temple.
We are the vision. Hey, speaking of the rabbit, we now have the chicken in the house.
Chicken is in the house.
Bunny,
chicken's
yes,
confused.
Fucking true. Chicken knows the truth. Say you know the truth.
I know what's true.
It's true, he does. We've been friends for a very long time, and we all know that, in fact, it is time to act. The time of sitting back and being slackers and being a victim of the state is gone. We need to act now. We need to back strong, be together, be like the large bending of sticks. One stick is many broken. So you can just sit there and get it all together. We could fucking get it.
And if you really want to know about it, you have to email him. Kennedy at ramradio.com.
Yes, I'm married to the dark one.
Yes.
Yo, Scribe, how's it going, man? One other quick shout-out. Robot Frank, if you're listening, I hope you're tuning in.
He's not on here. We can tell him how to get here.
He might not be in the IRC, but he might be listening.
We can get him to the IRC. Go to www.rantradio.com and click on chat.
Robot
you're
Frank
in.
And Robot
we'll
Ron,
see you.
Join
and change your nick when you get here.
From guest.
Otherwise, you'll get ridiculed.
Hey, guest 25692.
No, Robot Frank plays way too much ass. Robot Frank is the original gargoyle.
One N or two. Sean Kennedy. Kennedy like the dead guy. Two N's.
K-E-N-N-E-D-Y. Little X symbol.
Yep.
No Rant Radio. One word.
.com. Yep. That's right.
And if you send it now, you will get that information later tonight.
And people who don't know, you can see us on the webcam. Live. One frame per second.
Yes, you don't.
Evil.
It's very good.
Just click on the webcam. I can see there's only three people watching. There's lots of room.
That's okay. Sure. The rest of them are too busy. Scope is hot.
That's right.
Scope is hot.
Okay.
Pixie Chick is on top of the rooftop right now, and she's got it zoned in on some Christian
there we go. Thank you, Pixie Chick. That's the one.
There you go. That is the link. Send the data. And then soon you, too, will become a bastion of justice in a world full of corrupt media post-consumerism. Yes, it needs to be done.
Remember, boys and girls. Remember, boys and girls, it's called a legal system, not a justice system.
That's right. That's right.
The legal
system. You don't have to take that bullet, catch it on the next lash, and rip his fucking teeth out. Do it. You know you want to.
What do you have pinned to your chest there?
What is that?
He's got a hero biscuit. Oh, my God. No. Are you serious?
What is that?
Oh,
let me tell you why you want to join cult.
What is that?
It's because of this.
Go up to the webcam.
Here, you keep talking. I know what this is. Holy shit, I don't believe this.
You may be wondering to yourselves, Chicken! Chicken!
What are you wearing?
Why were you late coming to the Rant Radio show?
40 minutes late.
I will tell you. It's because I was at a corporate function tonight.
Oh, no.
A store meeting.
Oh.
And for like 2 hours... Oh, yeah, that's...
Well, in, right in.
Yeah, you want to fucking see
just
this?
Go right in.
Let me tell you.
Zoom right in so we can fills the screen. No, in.
Yes, as far as it's going, baby.
That's it. That's
okay.
That's all glittery.
Step some closer.
Everything
step
that shines is gold. Let me tell you. I got fed one shitty burger.
Yum.
A Dixie plate full of pretzels.
Yum.
One President's Choice fucking pop, which, by the way, tastes
Dixie
like pledge. you could varnish your table with it. I shit you not.
Wash that away with Dr. Pepper.
That's right. I'm counting that back since I fucking got here.
Ooh, bad taste.
And
this corporate meeting was the great big, wow, this is the end of our fiscal year. Wow, we sold $42 million worth of stuff to people. You guys are the greatest. Wow, let's welcome all the new people. Wow, let's do the corporate cheer three fucking times.
H-O-H-O-M-E-M-E-D-E-D-E-P-O-T.
Who are we? Piece of the shit. We're out to fuck you. The five
hey, everybody,
rules
we
to
made
fuck
lots,
you
lots of money, and we're cutting all your wages back.
And then we had tonight was Home Depot Olympics night, where each person got divided up into a team. There were eight teams, and you had to run around the store doing stupid shit, which is basically inventory prep, And for our team winning, I got this wonderful fucking badge. It says, "I'm an Impact Hero."
And
yes, in fact, the chicken is an Impact Hero, but not in the fucking Impact on stream. He's an Impact Hero because I cratered at Home Depot. That's the kind of fucking impact he is. You want to see an Impact Hero? We're talking like Impact Hammer, like Slaughterhouse style. Hey, you corporate fucker, put your head through the fucking sty. Put it through the sty. There's an Impact Hero, you fuck.
The webcam does work.
Webcam
does
work. Stop your fucking whining.
Yeah, it's corporate work.
Now, there's a book, actually, that is on the market right now. You can look do a title search. You can do a title search at chapters.ca and find it, and then don't buy it from Chapters because they're another corporate bunch of whores. But by all means,
bring your digital camera.
Take your digital camera. Take photos of the book page by page, and then use a pirated version of CorelDRAW to use the OCR and then print it out. Or I'd probably actually buy this book, but I wouldn't buy it from Chapters. What I would do, and the book is called Corporate Cults. And it actually talks about...
Would it have Home Depot in it?
Oh no, it lists to... In order so they wouldn't get their asses sued directly through the fucking floor.
Yeah.
They don't name any names, but they show the techniques...
McDonald's.
They show the techniques that these guys are using to breed cults. Like, they breed the cult mentality.
Oh, yeah.
And that's precisely...
McDonald's got sued about that, and they don't do it anymore.
Oh, well, there you go.
I'll give you an example of where this first occurred. The first place this occurred was with the Church of Scientology. They created a sub-organization called the Sea Shepherd Society. It has nothing to do with...
Seas are shepherds.
Basically, no. Has nothing to do with like protecting whales and things like that. But the Sea Society is the first place where they took the quote-unquote cult mentality and applied it to a corporate business. These are the type of people we're dealing with. Now all of the fuckers are getting into the act. Trust me, it's time for explosive, boys and girls.
This is why cult is more important. If not now, when? We must act. The time is now.
You know, it's really, really scary when the manifesto that Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber, wrote about 5-6 years ago seems to make more and more fucking sense. You know there's something wrong with society.
Does anyone have the Sean K. fan page URL? Well, somebody had to ask. I will give it to you.
Can we take a look at that? I haven't seen it yet.
No problem.
Sean K.'s Rant Temple? It's not actually... that's the only fan page that we know of right now. If anyone wants to build one, fucking go hard. I've got my hands so full with the... that's fucking crazy. I've got my hands so full with cult right now. I'm trying to organize and structure so that before, you know, the FBI comes in and basically, you know, kicks in my fucking door.
There you go. You can take a look at a wonderful picture of Sean K.
Yeah, looking very intense, looking very crazy. It needs to be done. It needs to be done. If not now, when? You have to. The time has come to pick sides.
Skip Radio did that, actually.
Skip Radio kicks ass.
That's right.
Skip Radio. And I don't care if he does
cross-dress, but
he's fucking amazing.
That's right.
He's amazing.
Crossdresser, no.
He's a good
fine.
Man, that man.
That man, that
he's twice the woman.
That he is a man.
As a matter of fact, let's do that rant in honor of Skip Radio for that page.
Sure.
That's the training vent ramp.
That's right.
That's right.
When did this become the Sean K. show?
It didn't become the Sean K. show.
It's the What the Hell show.
It's the What
Sean
the Hell
K.
show.
Featured he's the co-host.
I'm the co-host. Now. I'm officially, I got co-host him.
That's because, as we all know, Private Drexel is weak.
Has fucked off.
He's not weak. He's got his reasons. He's just taking a leave of absence. Everybody loves Private Drexel.
He's taking leave of his senses.
Diss the guy.
He's done it for a year. He's taking a break.
For her? No.
No. We're all good. Okay. Just... Yeah, there is that to it.
Here we go. This is for Skip Radio. Not exclusively. Still makes sense.
Yes, that's true.
Here it is. Sean K. on trannies.
What the fuck do you go to ask for? It's your pal and mine, Sean Kennedy, on Rant Radio. That's just how it works.
Oh.
How do you do this?
You know, some people get really pissed off with all these transvestites. Transvestites piss them off. You know, transvestites and gay people. God damn those transvestites and gay people. Especially those Rocky Horror Picture Show transvestites and gay people. You know, the guys who dress all up like magenta and all these sweet transvestite people. They're just freaky transvestite people. They go to midnight shows in the middle of the night and they act out scenes on screen. Well, it's better they do that than, say, act out the scenes from Heat. I mean, think about it. Personally, I think the transvestites from the Rocky Horror Picture Show rule. That's right, I said rule.
Why? Hey,
because they freak the fuck out of people need to be freaked the fuck out of. That's right. I don't think they should dress up like that for midnight shows. I think they should go to work like that every day. Imagine running into magenta on the subway. Or we could, you know, have people doing the Rocky right in the middle of the Central Park. People pumping each other. It'd be great. It would definitely fuck with the social norm, which is, after all, what we have to do. So the Rock and Roll Picture Show people, and you know who you are, by all means, I think you're doing the right thing. You just need to do more of the right thing. Dress up every day. Be like the stalkers. Do the right thing. That's what I say. My name's Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
You're right. It doesn't work on Internet Explorer. That's why people aren't seeing it.
On Internet Explorer.
Oh, well, what does that mean?
That out.
Get the fuck off Internet Explorer.
Yeah, stop promoting Bill Gates. Put in Netscape.
Yes.
It does work well.
He's then you could promote out. AOL instead.
That's right.
That's you know all those nasty things we've said about Bill?
One or the other.
He's trying to shut us down.
That's right. This is a perfect example.
It's a perfect attack. They're attacking us. Now is the time. We must rise. Seek!
Seek! Seek! Seek!
Anyway, so...
Allah Akbar!
Allah Akbar! Quickly, wash yourselves. They're coming. Drink the Kool-Aid. There's not much time left. We need to join it.
I don't want to drink the Kool-Aid.
Speaking of Mr.
That's,
Bill.
That's the strongest reason to join cult. Because consider the alternative.
That's
know?
All we got to say.
But John, I'm a Catholic.
Well, that's great. You can follow
you
the cult.
You can be a Catholic.
You know what?
And join the cult.
Let's look at the pros and cons. Catholic. You can't tarp your loads. You have to talk to some fuckface in a box. You make fun of a guy who walks around in an armored car and cry and shit when he touches you. You throw your children in front of him. That's if you're Roman Catholic. If you're a cult member, you get respect and dignity.
And you get to shoot at the Pope Mobile.
Well, that's what we call the radical cell division, which
yes.
I have no control over.
And not associated with the cult.
And that will actually become activated only if I am ever arrested, where all of the cult members will then break into their subsacks and begin destroying things in randomly with scrawling my names. Fuck the free Kevin sticker. I want corpses hung from wires with it carved in their chest. Inverted.
Shark
free Sean, I-N-R-I. Okay, that's what I want. Fuck that.
I don't know who AZF is, but he's begging for a fucking joke.
Tell some, what jokes? Does somebody have some jokes?
Yeah, I'll tell a fucking joke right now.
Okay.
This is a nasty joke, and I hope it totally makes everybody go, ick.
Okay.
What's the greatest thing about sleeping with 10-year-olds?
What?
Your cock looks so fucking big in their little hands.
Oh.
Ick.
Oh.
Okay, that one's going to be...
There you go, AZF.
Oh,
projectile vomit.
No, I'm sorry. I have the most disgusting joke of all time.
It's worse than the clown one.
Oh, it's way worse than the clown one.
Okay.
Let's hear this. I will be the judge. I will judge.
Jake knows it.
All right. Here is the most disgusting joke I have ever heard.
Okay.
The chicken knows this joke.
No, yes, I do.
Yes, you do. Okay, there's this bitch, and she's got this huge cyst inside of her cunt. And it's all infected, and it's starting to scab over, and she keeps on ripping the scab off and letting the pus run, but she can't get any action out of this fucker whatsoever. And her husband's sitting behind her, and he's jerking off after a long day working on the tow truck. And he's trying to fuck this bitch, and it's just not happening. She's screaming, oh, no, it hurts, it hurts. He's got shit running all down his legs. He's like, fuck, I can't get off. What the hell? So she goes, and he breaks open the phone book and calls a pus sucker. Hey, pus sucker, come on over. You got to suck the pus out of my wife's cunt. He's
this. So I'm like, oh my god. So the guy goes, it's 4 a.m. He's like, man, if I don't blow my load inside my wife, I'm gonna fucking die. So he says, fine, I'll charge paying 3 times for this one. Just come over here and suck the shit out of my wife's gun. So the guy shows up, breaks open a fucking drinking box straw with a sharp end and jacks it inside of her cunt and goes and begins to slurp the pus from her rotting vaginal opening. Halfway through it, the chick goes and farts. He gets up and he says, holy shit, bitch, what are you trying to do? Make me sick?
That is the most disgusting joke.
Okay, that is, I have ever heard. That is the most disgusting. It's not the most vile joke I've ever heard, but that is the most disgusting.
It's pretty bad.
It is pretty bad.
No, I think the one Joss Cage has pulled on the...
Which one was that? What's the best thing about 10-year-old girls? You can turn them over and pretend that they're 10-year-old boys.
Oh. That's really bad. How do you stop a clown from smiling? Hit him in the face with an axe! It's like my favorite joke when I was growing up. No shit, this is my favorite joke. What's black and white and red and can't go through a door?
I don't know what.
A nun with a spear through her head. Because for some reason, that's just the funniest mental image.
Ryan, chicken, I have a Polish joke that you'll actually like.
There's evil sounds emitting from the other room.
Yeah, yes, tell it quick.
We don't want to hear the screaming.
Okay. Guy walks into a bar. Really big guy standing behind the bar. He says, hey, I got this great Polak joke. You're going to love this. And the bartender basically looks at him, gives him a real scowl, says, hey, look, my name is Polanski. See those two guys over there? Those are the Kowalski boys. They're the bouncers. Do you really want to basically tell that fucking joke? And the guy goes, nah, I don't want to have to tell it 3 times.
Ha!
Ha! Actually, I laughed at that one. That's why I'm telling you. It's the first Polak joke I've laughed at in 10 years.
We've got from The Onion this week a little quip about Windows 2000.
Oh, yes, that was holy.
Yes, Windows 2000. Microsoft recently released its new Windows 2000. What are some of the features of this new operating system?
It's true. I have it on mine.
13% of them. 13% of people say crashes up to 300% faster than Windows 98.
17% comes with free webcam, which must be kept on at all times.
1984, a few years later.
7% fully Y2K compliant.
Amazing! Only came out in the first
10% special cost feature increases Bill Gates' well.
Closer. 18%
lets you play exciting games like Minesweeper, Solitaire, and mindlessly add up the numbers 40 hours a week.
That's a fun game. I do that.
It's got a new bathroom break scheduler.
You got a good one, Sean.
I did, though.
15% instructs computer to thunder, I love you, organic master, at random intervals. And the last one.
12%. Conveniently forwards all email to Redmond, Washington.
Yay. Yeah. Well, there's a DOS attack, and then you'd be an Uber terrorist. Join cult. Shameless plug here.
Enki smells funny.
Jokes.
Sim smells funnier. Thank you, Red 5.
What's black and what's pink and red and sits in the corner? A baby playing with a razor blade. What's red and hangs from the ceiling? A baby on a meat hook. What's black and red and green and sits on the corner? A baby in a body bag. I mean, fuck, there's a million. How do you get 20 babies in the back of a truck? Use
with
a pitchfork. You know, and it just goes on. And
what's
on.
Worse than one? What's worse than 3 dead babies in a garbage can?
One dead baby and three garbage cans.
That's right.
Oh, God.
Nasty. I archived last week's show, and it's up on the FTP site.
There's actually
3 shows you can download from the FTP site of
live.
What the Hell. Well, not live, but you can download.
They were recorded live.
They were recorded live.
Wasn't everything recorded live?
It was. Isn't everything? Yeah. Everything's recorded live.
No, Keith Richards is not recorded live. Not
yes.
He just goes, let's bring that in the studio.
Fix that in the studio.
Fix that right up in the studio, no problem.
Did anyone actually ever see the MTV interview with Keith Richards? He's in this bar, he's in the pub, and he proceeds to get more and more fucking destroyed as the evening goes on. It was friggin' amazing.
I thought he's animatronic, isn't he?
Yep.
You realize, of course, that since we're recording this, we're just adding more and more evidence to the case against us.
Oh, you don't even understand how big the case is.
Oh,
I've got
This is why
20 videotapes.
So what we
they break in,
do
take these videotapes.
That's
right.
What we need to do is get Chris King in here for just one moment. Tell somebody to do something, and then we can point to this and say, yes.
Chris King told us.
The ringleader. This is the only point in the whole tapes that he actually
said something.
Actually, what we should do.
You should come in and say, I did it.
You know, we should plan this. We should plan this. Once Cult gets big enough,
yeah.
We should have people from all over the United States phone up Chris King. We'll give his cell number, and he'll say, Chris. We're watching you. We know what you've done.
Every day, all day
Click.
Long.
And you just say that. You just put them and go, we know what you did, and we're going to fucking kill you. Because he's done enough bad shit, you know, that he deserves to be killed anyway.
He'll be racking his brain.
He'll be like, oh, God.
Which one of these people that I screwed,
my personal,
who was that?
my personal favorite was where he basically sold out a drug dealer that he was doing the guy's.
How fucking stupid are you? I'm going to launder a drug dealer's cash. Who's like in with the triad and shit, and then go state's evidence.
The best part was that basically the reason he sold this guy out was to get out of something else that he had done. And he got them to give him a...
What? Sorry. Agent Kimball shoot Bill Gates.
Agent Kimball?
Go to www.kimball.org.
Shall we trust Rubber Rooster?
Rubber Rooster, if this is like a Matrix thing where...
With a name like Rubber Rooster, how could we not trust him?
Rubber Rooster looks like a holy man.
Are we going to crash my system? Kimball rules.
Who's Kimball?
I think he's one of the Matrix guys.
Oh, we'll have to... Okay.
We're all waiting here for this fucking thing to load.
Starting Java.
Starting Java.
Preloading.
Preloading. La. Fucking da. Bye. We'll come back.
I think
waiting for like a 2-hour long macromedia crop festival just to get to a damn web page, and there's no link to bypass it.
That's right. Skip intro.
Porn spam, yeah.
So the FTP site to download the old shows is ftp.rantradio.com and go to like past what the hell shows. Eventually they will all be up there. Well, most of them, because I will have to burn them onto CD because they are 100 megs each. A little big. I will have them streaming, actually, eventually, because you can stream off HTTP, so very soon.
Did you say that you had a fight story? My fight story?
Somebody requested that I tell my fight story, because I wasn't there.
Yeah.
What is your fight story? Because, that was...
You had a fight?
I've only been in one fight in my life.
Being
in a fight.
Yeah, I got to hear.
And I started it.
He's passed.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
You started a fight, too?
Yes, in grade 7.
You crazy fucker. In grade 7, those tumultuous years.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say this story probably started like, I was so wasted when...
Yeah, in grade 7. I was drunk, and this fucking kid stole my crack needle, and I was all upset.
Oh, pretty close. He stole my whiteout.
He stole your whiteout?
Yes, his name was
Dean the whiteout huffer.
Dean the whiteout huffer.
You know who the fuck you are, Dean.
That's right.
We're going to send fucking dead things to your house. We'll find roadkill and staple it to your front door.
So
all
throughout the year he's bugging me, just
bugging
stuff, you know, taking my stuff. He must have liked me or something, you know.
He's just jealous.
He's pulling my hair.
Your mom was right. He was just jealous.
He was just jealous.
Just punch you for no reason.
That's right. No, just bugging me.
It was all funny.
He was stupid. I was smart. You know.
Right.
He was jealous.
He was jealous because you had more friends.
So
wait,
I asked my dad what to do. And he went, stand up to him.
Your dad said that?
Yes.
Captain Fence-Sitter himself?
Yes. She said, stand up to him.
And this will be the last time that, you know, made a decision for a son.
There you go.
That's right. So I went, okay, I will. I'll take the advice of my dad. He stole my whiteout. And he ran out the back door with it in his hands. And I followed him. Down this little slope alcove behind.
Cut to Matrix scene. Guys running across rooftops. And then, you know, there's Sumerian after him. Lance looks all fucking super cool.
Lance like the Hulk.
Very cool.
Yeah. So we go down in the alcove. What? Purple pants all ripped.
They come
in
whiteout. Okay, go ahead.
Down in the alcove beside the gym, and I say, get back the whiteout. He goes, no.
You fucking kicked him in the nuts.
Everything goes red, right? You know.
Everything goes red. I blacked out. I heard my mother's voice. There's these demonic.
Take a swing. I don't know if I hit him or not. I probably did. And then we just start going at it, exchanging punches. And then all of a sudden he says, hey, let's stop. You're bleeding. Let's go inside. Clean that up.
Is that
so
what he said?
So he stopped the fight, yeah.
And you were bleeding?
Yes.
And you didn't
bleeding
care?
Bleeding from my nose. Oh, I didn't care. I didn't know, actually.
You're like, fucker, I'll kill you.
Fucker, I'll kill you. And then we went inside, cleaned up, and our teacher saw that I was bleeding. And we had to do lines. And I said, my dad told me to fight. So.
Fucking A! So, had that been my kid, wow, I'd love to be on the receiving end of that phone call.
Did I tell you about...
Mr. Kennedy, we caught your son at school. He was fighting in class.
Was he now?
Yes, it seems that somebody took his wine out and you told him to stand up to him and to react in a violent manner.
No, actually what I said was to break the teacher's pointer and ram it through his fucking face. He will not be doing any lines. Thank you for coming out.
That's right. I still had to do the lines anyway.
I'm just cleaning my guns. Do you want me to come down to the school? I didn't think so.
You're down.
Lines. It was in grade 7 if you didn't miss that.
I just got to swing by the drive-thru liquor and gun store. I'll be right down.
I'll be right there.
Motherfucker.
I did get my whiteout back, yes.
Did I tell you about my nephews, Greggy and Bailey?
They would have been a whiteout trash story.
Basically, these kids are picking on Greg. Now, Greg is a little bit bigger than all the other kids in his class, and he's, like, staying calm with the whole thing. Finally, they pushed him to the point where he gets into a fight. Now, there's four kids, and Greg stands up to him and kicks the crap out of three of them before the other kid gets him down and basically holds him. The teacher comes out and suspends all of them, including Greg.
Well, that stands to reason.
Who's basically getting picked on by four kids.
It's all your fault.
No, you're all fighting.
You're all fighting. You're all involved in it.
Carla, who was extremely pissed, Carla Dudley is my sister-in-law, went down and basically handled the problem. She couldn't tell Travis because she knew what would happen.
Mm-hmm. Travis would go hawk.
Yes. It was like over the suspension was about 2/3 over before Travis found out, and it took her the rest of the weekend to keep Travis from going in on Monday.
Oh yeah, I fucking.
Okay, there's two things here. Number one, your nephew must be a real nerd, or not likable, or something like that. But more importantly, that just goes to show you why you should join Cult.
That's right.
You have to join for 4-year-olds everywhere.
Start them early.
Come often.
You ready for something to make you feel real old?
What's that?
He's now 9 years old.
I don't give a shit. I never knew the kid.
You were hanging around when he was born.
No, I denied it. And when he gets to be 5 years older, he'll be in cult too, and that'll be good, and I'll poison his little fucking mind.
And it will all start off like Soldier, where, you know, we have an incubator room is full of kids. And
that's right. Show them fighting dogs.
You're a man of vision.
And then he'll be raised in the cult compound. Based somewhere deep in the heart of Texas.
It'll be cult-owned, because everyone will chip in $2 when we get hundreds of thousands of members.
And it will be private property, fully
secured.
Well, how much? A 10,000 water gallon purification system, cargo elevators, silos, guard shacks for the fucking dogs with bees in their mouths, and when they bark, the bees come at you.
It'd be fucking great. We'll get those
crazy.
We'll get those French dogs that they remove the fangs in the front and they put in the metal plates in their fucking jaws, and then the ATF will show up and these dogs will like bark at them and bees will sting them and they're like, holy fuck, there's gold plated fucking bees coming at me, what the hell? And then we'll have the sprinkler systems with DMSO and LSD, and they'll think the dog is 50 feet high, and they'll be like running back, and they'll find one AASF member, and he'll be sitting there twitching, and they'll say, what happened? He'll go, Gojira. Gojira. And that'll be the end of fucking him, man. What happened? I don't know. A large block of CGI came and killed everybody. I don't know what happened there.
On that note, we're going to play music to fight by for this week.
Absolutely. And this is music that you want to have in your MP3 player of choice.
You're gearing up to
and when
go to war.
Fucking Highway State Patrol motherfucker, or somebody pulls over and says, hey, you can't park here.
What?
You can't park here. Does this not seem like a reasonable place to park? This is what you put on the fucking head. You go, hang on. Put on your headphones, press play, stare at the windscreen, wait for it to go red, and then fuck it up.
There it is. You're listening to Rant Radio and What the Hell.
Kick some ass.
That was something I just found.
Yeah, all kinds of wrong.
If anybody has some comedy clips, just upload them to the FTP site, ftp.ramradio.com, in the incoming folder, and I will play them on the show.
That's right. It's
my
fucking mighty.
My God.
That's funny.
Oh, man.
So that was the Music to Fight By selection. That song was chosen by Sumerian.
Yep.
The chorus was pretty good. The
That's all I listened to, and I forgot how weak the
regular vocals,
the regular verses
I disagree.
Were.
I mean, it wasn't like, it's like I said, it's not like martial arts fighting.
No.
But trust me, I've gotten into basically gutter fights.
You don't,
that was a gutter fight song.
You don't martial art, no, Pantera is what you gutter fight to. actually, well, that could probably be a gutter fight song outside of a country bar. All martial arts is done to techno music.
Yeah.
It has to be done to, like, heavy techno.
By default.
By default, it's done by techno. If you want to do, like, if that would be a Sumerian fight song, if I was, we don't have it handy, unfortunately, because Sumerian was being Molly made and cleaned up his hard drive. So we don't have it handy.
To.
But what I would like to do is, for my addition to the song, is you want to listen to a group called Static X. Mm-hmm. I'm with Stupid. Okay. That would be my...
That whole CD just kicks ass.
That whole CD is like one giant... You know, knife fight up the ass. I'm going to fuck myself in the eye with a shovel handle wrapped with barbed wire just to make me angry for this fight. You know what I mean?
For my kind of fight music, you want to basically, and no one's going to get this joke. You basically want to listen to anything by Akira Furumoda. He's the guy who basically did all the music for the Godzilla films. That's uh-huh. basically my fight music.
I think my fight music would have to be, Korn's a really good one. Korn's the I don't give a fuck with it.
Actually,
I
have to say, I never really liked that type of music until Chicken brought over his Korn album, or is it Korn? Limp Bizkit and played just one of those days, and boy, boy, did it, at that time, trust me, I really understood that music.
But for me, it's Korn is, I just drove away from my girlfriend's house who really pissed me off on my music.
Yeah, yep, yeah. Yep, that'll work.
Sure. Actually, I think my theme song, the one that I would probably go out swinging to, would be Tin Omen by Skinny Puppy, and just about any other song by Skinny Puppy.
There we go. We will have Time Was Stupid.
I was going to think of you, like, when you know, the final happens, and you're like...
But no, by the way, you know, you've been
it's a Skinny Puppy tune, but I would imagine that, you know, there's the chicken at Home Depot, and they come up to them and they say, you know, Chicken, you just don't have enough flair. You know, you don't have enough flair.
But I'm wearing these.
Somebody walks up and goes, where's your lunch meats?
Where's your lunch and meats? And you don't have any flair. Like, you don't really wear that medal. I don't think you're really ready to take it for the team.
Not wearing it.
And that's when it goes, and the song that begins to play, and all you could see people's mouths moving, going, you know.
To the music.
And everything is just like, and you're like looking around, you realize that the only reason why you haven't started to kill people before now is because you didn't see things so clearly. Now you know, and now you have to kill. And the song that is playing would be ding, 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 fallen angel, Prince is dead, out of control. I taught the killing game first. Christian words, smash, meeting, wake up time. Yeah. Killing Game by Skinny Puppy from Shudark Park. I think it's from Shudark Park.
I think for a good ask,
which song did you want?
Suicidal Tendencies always does nicely as well.
Suicidal Tendencies has always been very good I am going to break my skateboard in half with my face and fucking eat my trucks and spit them at you at 700 feet per second. That is precisely what it is.
Was it, which song was it that you wanted? Wisconsin Death Trip or I'm With Stupid?
I'm With Stupid.
Okay, that's coming down.
And that is the... I will actually do a predecessor to that. I'll do a setup before we play that song.
Is it Music to Fuck By?
We do have one.
We do have Music to Fuck By?
Yeah.
Actually, I have a suggestion for Music to Fuck By too, which is Garbage Crush.
Okay.
By the way, if anyone... I'll tell you right now. If anyone plays anything by Barry White, I will go
and
play. No, not Barry White.
We can get some.
I'm trying to think of what would...
Could you please play for me some Barry White?
Actually, I know what we're going to do is we're going to play a little game with Chicken right now where me and Chicken are going to trade back and forth. I want to see if I know what would make Chicken actually fucking snap out. So this will be pretty
easy. Do we want this?
Yeah, oh, yeah, no. I know what it would be.
Are you going to do this or are you going to...
No. I'm just going to describe the scenario.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
I'm just going to describe the scenario.
I don't want him snapping.
No, I'm not going to. Are you kidding? He's got $1,000 worth of fighting knives on him. I'm not going to fucking snap. Are you crazy?
He's like,
if the cops shoot at
Neo in the Matrix, he just throws down a knife and grabs another one. Stab!
Actually, he's kind of like a cross between. He's actually kind of a cross between Agent Smith from the Matrix and Tintin from The Crow. The guy who threw all the fucking knives. Only
chicken.
Yeah.
He's got
chicken.
Fury. He's got a nice Pez dispenser in there somewhere.
Chicken.
Increasing.
Chicken. For real. Angry. How many blades do you carry? Do you have on you right now?
Oh, just because I came from work, two.
Only
just two.
Only
he
two.
He came from work and he only has two blades on him.
Wait a minute. I've also got the pepper spray also in my jacket.
Okay.
If I'm not
That's another line of defense.
Wearing my stuff, I carry.
Okay.
And the pepper spray.
And what's the total cost value of these knives you carry, and who makes them, and what type are they?
That would be a Benchmade Emerson Nimrovus.
We can move this into an AWOL bag kind of thing, maybe.
Yeah, this would be the chicken.
Actually, let's do we have AWOL?
I don't know where it is.
No, I think we...
AWOL bag! This is the knives you want to purchase.
Bag.
Actually, technically, this would be... The AWOL bag should be something cool, because you can stuff everything. This would be like... The chicken's assault vest.
Okay. For this week, it's the chicken's assault vest.
Chicken's assault vest. Best.
That's right. Cool. By the way,
Echo just works for everything.
All right. Knives that I would pack.
Yes.
Pardon me. First of all, you got to get yourself a decent folder. Why? Because you can conceal them no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. First and foremost, stick with Emerson knives or Benchmade. They're fucking awesome. They're pretty expensive for what you're getting. Actually, in all truth... Chaz Wirt. Yeah, in all truth, they're not expensive for what you're getting.
Chaz Wirt, you are cult hard. You promise Chaz Wirt is holy.
Oh, fuck, Home Depot is a war zone? You have no idea. On so many levels, man. So many levels. I strongly recommend, only because I've got one, and it does fucking kick ass, the Emerson CQC7. Good luck finding one anymore, because they don't make them. However, also the Benchmade AFCKs, I believe, are really good. Inky can vouch for that, because I helped him pick it out. That's right.
And we get the Inky thumb of approval.
That's right.
Thumb and pinky approval.
Now, if you want to go up to, like, a medium blade now, it all depends on what you want. Do you want, like, a good shanking killing knife, fighting knife, or do you want, like, an all-purpose knife? Let's go with all-purpose shanking combat knife. I would probably have to say...
All-purpose combat.
Yeah, I'd have to say pretty much going with the new Benchmade fixed blade, Alan Eichelwitz design, Nimrovus. It's blacked out. It's got a wicked kydex handle. It's designed for an inverted carry for a quick draw, so you can conceal it from the cops until you stick it in somebody's ribs.
As a point, this is we're talking purely concealable here now. Okay, that's about as big and as meaty as you want to get while still being concealable. If I may add, if we don't give a fuck and you're just going hawk and it's don't start some, don't get none kind of season, or a knife that you generally dress like paramilitary, I would go one step higher and get the Emerson Spec War. Which is, you know, five pounds worth of knife.
If that's the case, I'm walking my ass down a house with knives in the mall and buying Excalibur.
That's a mistake because they're shitty steel. They won't actually work. To take it up one notch higher, the Sean Kennedy shithawk cult knife is you actually just get your ass a Kukri. And if you can get a Nepalese one, they're better because they're handmade steel and they're fucking rank. That's what I have under the seat of my car. So they're very good. Ontario Knife Company also makes some really good combat swords as well, but they're actually based on the UC.
Please. By the way, the White Knight or just start breaking in. Just break into Captain White Bread and Dax home, please. I have three swords by my bed. Please.
He's waiting for you to come by. Slash.
Yeah, I need probably an hour to go on a motor knife.
I'm going to throw one to him.
getting back to the original concept, things that would make the chicken go absolutely fucking insane.
Ah, yes, okay.
Would be if chicken were to walk out. And this is really small.
Yeah.
If you were to walk out into a parking lot and see someone kick a puppy.
No, I know him.
Or
you're right.
A group of skater style teens stuffing like firecrackers in a puppy dog's ears, especially one of the small, cute, fluffy ones, and watching them go bang, and them all laughing and kicking it a little bit. Yeah. And
by the way, that would not just work for the chicken. That would work for me. However, do it to a kitten,
and you're dead.
And I guarantee with me, you won't find the body.
So
I guarantee.
Have we got static compute?
Yes, I will get that going. So this is the fight.
By the way, Sean,
I'm just going to do the leading force.
You keep using that pop thing. Did you get that from me that little poem I did?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Okay, I will bring that poem next week because I found it.
That poem's beautiful. And then to make this even better is if you have a puppy that is being kicked around and I pick up Ryan from, or pardon me, who's Ryan? Chicken.
The chicken.
From the Home Depot. And the dark one goes to rescue the puppy while we're at the far end of the parking lot. And the group of guys are sitting there and they smack down my wife. In which case you hear this. In
what would it be? Would it be two?
Stereo.
And then this happens.
You said Wisconsin Death Trip.
Sorry, that was the
wrong song.
What are you talking about? That's like really rough sense. I grab my shovel. I grab my shovel. I grab my shovel.
I enjoy fruit ball with movement. All the
I used to do that in great stuff. Explodes when you hit them. I tried to finish my first. You can't run MP3 player. Yeah, CD uses. This would be the you pipe right up with that thing. Pigs live in her house. Okay.
Ask the chicken
about the checks I wrote you for the rent. I want them. That ain't your fucking bid. There are no bids.
I'm in the USA, I swear I'm going to case of fucking liquor. And I didn't ready to go. Absolutely.
There's no rent paid.
I'll be by in 20 minutes.
I can't keep checking my fucking shit. And there's no rent paid.
Did you hear about that this week? over down in, was it Mississippi, over the fact that they basically banned the, or was it Georgia, they banned the Confederate flag. They had a bunch of them basically march in, like, Confederate fucking regalia, and asked to basically, because, and said that they were supposed to succeed from the Union again. Their Confederate forefathers were right.
Are we up?
I don't give a shit. Take your fucking check and stick them up your fucking ass. I don't need your fucking check.
Oh, I remember this.
I'm going to put you in prison anyway.
I thought
it's two roommates.
Go ahead. Here's my shit. Get my checks. I don't give a shit. I'll put you in prison anyway.
That's it.
Okay, that's fucked up.
It's from this album.
Yeah, the man said that's fucked up. I'd like you all to work that one through.
these guys live next door to these people who fought all the time, so he just decided to record them.
Why not?
With a boom mic.
And why not?
And put it on. He put it out on
You're
CD.
Affecting Tony's emotional state.
He's crying. I'm going to start my own emotional state. We'll fucking draw borders around it and put a big fucking picture of me at the front with bloodshot eyes and a fucking chainsaw. And it'll say, you must be this fucked up to get in here. And if you're not, fuck off.
Picture of him.
You're a menace to society. I'll take that as a compliment. Fuck off.
So tell us.
Kennedy's emotional state.
Kennedy's emotional state. We'll just call it stress.
So we need something from our listeners.
State of confusion.
There you go.
We need something from our listeners. Sean Kennedy has a request. If any of you live in a Confederate state...
I know the down south, they have these fucking stores. They have drive-through liquor and gun stores. I know they do.
Yes,
so what we want is we want you to fucking pour it in and have it recorded that you phone up a gun store mad, okay? You have to be pissed off.
You're like, fucking
mad.
Pissed. You're on
like,
a mission and you
and
need
you're like,
someone.
Oh, is this the fucking gun store? And I'll be like, yes, it is. I need fill in blank here. Ask for like a really serious ass piece of kit, like a USAS-12 auto loading shotgun. Okay?
Something that the Constitution doesn't require a waiting list for.
No, USAS-12, you don't need one. A USAS-12 shotgun is an auto loading shotgun that's listed in Jane's manual as a heavy support weapon used only for house to house combat. Okay, shit is an auto loading shotgun. You can throw up a virtual wall of lead. In the Punisher comic books, he said it was a sick piece of kit.
Wow. Yeah,
okay. And what you want to do is say, I want a fucking USAS-12 and I want 200 rounds of SSG and I want it ready to go. I'm going to be by there in a fucking Bronco with a Confederate flag on it 20 minutes. I have it ready to go. I'll give you my credit card number. Bullshit them some credit card number. And if they come back saying, absolutely, sir, I'll be ready for you by the time you get down here. Because I want that. I want that. I want to hear that. That'd be fucking great to hear. Just, oh, man, that'd be awesome. And we could like, oh, well, fuck it.
Yeah, you look like you're getting wood over there.
Wood?
What? Yep.
So anyway, I got a 9-foot erection with a fucking USB right on the top. Fuck off! I'm getting so sick of the bullshit. You're looking in the news. You know what was in the news today? This fucking kid, right? This Moran. They nailed this kid on CNN.net, and they said that, oh, read this. He's part of his DOS attacks. As part of his DOS attacks, this we think it's this kid, and we have $7 million in lost revenue. Oh, there's a USAS-12 right there. Holy item. Holy item.
That's a shotgun.
Yeah. And that 30-round drum magazine that fits. It's basically an M16 on steroids and BZ smack. Okay?
Okay, hold on. I fired a shotgun not too long ago. You remember, I almost tore my face off with it.
We had to stop you before you fired.
Yes. Well, I did it once, and then I went, wait a second. This kicks like a mule, and I held it up to my eye. But wait, so how exactly to hold on to a heavy support weapon like that and fire it repeatedly?
Tripod,
or you just drop your entire weight over the forearm over the roof of your car and put your entire weight on it and then just start hammering. you can't control that fucker. You cannot. The only way you could maybe do a complete arm twist wrap on the shotgun strap, hunker right, like weigh the fuck down if you're 200-plus pounds, and then try to keep control for tri-burst option. That's the only thing you could do. Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, you can put a Hellfire trigger system on it. They can go stock.
So
anyway,
every time you pull the trigger, you get three rounds.
You do the RoboCop with a.
Oh, wow.
There are full auto shotguns, but I mean, what's the fucking point? You cannot control that fucking thing. There is no way. What? Yeah, but you can't hit them. If they're airborne, great. If you're surrounded on all sides in an uber target rich environment, fine. But you can't.
That'll work up. Start at the knees and work up and hit them. It'll be all
Yeah, red mist and bone chips. But what we were actually talking about here, let's see, we degraded there.
Tangent.
We're going to move on to another section. We're going to do movie quotes now.
Movie quotes.
So everyone out in the IRC may or may not know, we haven't done this in quite a while. We're going
to you get to listen to the movie quotes than we do, and you get a chance to actually beat us.
Yep, so you try and beat us. And
you beat our
and then we will have a winner. You need a mic.
Yeah. There's a couple.
It's Josh K. Did that.
Josh K., you email Cult right now. Cult.
You need to be
at rantradio.com.
Kennedy at rantradio.com.
I want you.
He will send you info.
Uncle Sean needs you,
baby. How to belong.
Fucking rights. We've been waiting for you're a Ronin if ever I saw one. Get the fuck in there. Get in the fucking box. We'll put you in a big skull on your fucking chest. You'll live forever. You'll live forever, man. You'll never die. It'll be awesome.
Fourier is curious as to what you win.
You'll find out after.
You made me feel like I'm the only sane person here. Do you have any idea how screwed up that is?
No.
To make me feel like I'm normal.
This
is
not
for you too.
There is the chance to actually win physical prizes tonight. Not on this contest though.
There is a chance for prizes.
Yeah. Real prizes. I have a prize bag sitting in over there. There's a prize bag.
We have a prize bag.
So you loyal listeners.
Yeah, from very long ago, we got it from our friend, a nameless friend.
All right, so we got a movie quote.
He is a nameless friend always.
friends
and unfriend.
Yep. But this is the prizes aren't for this, but there is a prize for this. It's just not a physical prize.
All right, here
so
we go.
Here it is, and you guys are going to listen to it first, and then we're going to listen to it, and the first who names the most wins the prize.
Wait,
so
they're not getting an actual physical prize for this.
Not for this one, but it's still a game.
It's a game.
They play along.
So there's no prize here. We'll talk about the actual physical prize later.
Here we go.
That's coming up.
Here's the three. Type them in the IRC.
GSW.
We get to hear them out.
That's what the hospitals call it.
Classy.
Gunshot wound.
Prizes. Oh.
Doctor has to report it to the police. That makes it hard for guys in my line to get what I'd call quality health care.
Sir, one more outburst. I will strangle you with my microphone wire. You understand me?
Gentlemen, this is a real thing. This is what you've been trained for. You are America's best. Make us proud.
Oh. Don't look. People aren't supposed to look. Okay, that was the three quotes, and then we're going to play them for the people here.
You're in the radio.
So everyone on the IRC.
Do I put my headphones on? No,
just leave them off because you won't be able to hear it. So here in the room, here are the three quotes. Is everyone ready?
Everybody ready?
Everybody's ready.
I'm not ready.
Okay, too bad.
Don't care.
GSW. That's what the hospitals call it. Gunshot wound.
Okay, know that one.
Doctor has to report it to the police. That makes it hard for guys in my line to get what I'd call quality health care.
Sir, one more outburst. I will strangle you with my microphone wire. You understand me?
Gentlemen, this is a real thing. This is what you've been trained for. You are America's best. Make us proud.
are the three. Who's got all three?
I got all three.
You got all three? You get to go first.
Okay. Number one is Mel Gibson in...
You don't have all three, do you?
No, you don't. I know the film. I can't think of it.
Okay, who's got the first one?
I do.
So do I.
Okay, what is it?
That would be Mel Gibson from Payback.
Payback. That was been the name of
You don't get that one. Okay, who's got the second one?
I have the second one.
Okay.
Yeah, that's like...
Adam Sandler in The Wedding Singer.
Yeah. You got it.
Yep.
Okay.
And number three is from Top Gun.
Right. Did you get that?
Yeah. No, actually, I didn't. I'm not an Air Force Walker.
Did you get that? Did you get the middle one?
No.
So nobody got all three, so everyone.
I didn't know that first one. I just couldn't think of the name of the damn
movie. Mel Gibson. Let's see who wins in the IRC. Okay, back.
Yeah, I thought that might have been conspiracy theory, too, by the way.
Mord Sith 99 wins for the payback. Fourier for Wedding Singer. Fourier for Top Gun. Looks like Fourier wins with two out of three. and the fastest. All right, Fourier. So
Fourier's the fucking shit.
Fourier gets to hear his name three times on the air.
Fourier.
All right. The actual physical prizes will be in about 15 minutes. So that's coming up.
Should I tell the gross hospital story?
I think it's about time to do that, actually.
I think so.
We have to fit that in.
We brought him up. Now we can bring him down.
Okay.
Is it a new one, or is it just a rehash of more of your old shit?
It's a rehash of my old shit, but I bet you haven't heard
it. As long as it's old.
It's very old. It's the first one.
Got to get them all.
So old, it's new again.
That's right. People out there haven't heard it. Here's the intro. Now,
once again,
it's time. Nasty.
Okay, hi boys and girls. Guess what time it is?
What time is it, Dak?
Why, it's time to tell another gross hospital story.
Yay!
All right.
In case I had
even the girls?
Even the girls.
Even the girls.
Yay!
In case I hadn't mentioned it, I spent 5 years.
I don't think you've never
5 years. I've never mentioned that before, have I? 5 years.
Wow, 5 years.
And in that time, I saw many gross and horrible things. And this this story took place a long time ago. We had this old man come in. He was listed. I honestly don't know. He was in his 60s, I think. He was listed as being non-competent. That means that basically he can no longer take care of himself.
Not economically viable. Did you get your loan? I didn't get my loan because I'm not economically viable. Don't you forget me. What movie is that from? In the IRC. Do it now.
Falling Down.
Oh. Dad, 1 second.
Thanks, Jack. Are you on the IRC? No. Shut the fuck up.
Why? Wow, you talked during my shit.
You had 1 second to get that. Okay. Go
anyhow,
ahead.
Somebody was just reaching for the keyboard.
Anyhow, so this old man comes in. He's listed as being not
economically viable.
No,
yep.
Not economically. No, non-competent. So they bring him in, and they're getting him undressed, putting him into one of the stretchers, and we discover that he has diabetes. Now, the way we can tell he has diabetes is because of how badly swollen his legs are.
Okay.
And so they start taking his shoes off.
I don't remember this one.
And his feet have a horrible odor. Horrible odor.
An odor unlike any other odor.
No, beyond bad foot odor. Beyond, far beyond. Nurses
weeks,
are,
months beyond bad foot odor. Huh?
Nurses are gagging. He has not taken his socks off in so long. They are stuck to his feet.
Kind of like you.
Worse. Far worse than I've ever been. We're talking beyond the crunchy sock phase into the...
It's part of your body.
Just to imagine what it's like. You know those empty condom or those full condom wrappers you find on the side of the road from the guys who fuck in the car? Imagine splitting one of those little latex suckers up and taking a big whip. And that's what it smells like.
So they take the sock off and his feet are... Feet are black. The reason they're black is from the gangrene from the diabetes.
I shoot him in the head. And then with my other hand, I drink a potion of healing and walk away. Just the whole thing.
The nurse pulls the sock up, and his big toe falls off.
Is this true?
This is true.
Wow, the nurse fucking snaps and loses it. Right?
The nurse.
And we wonder why two-thirds of the health profession quits within the first year.
Yeah.
Wow, holy talk shit, about like, a weird day at work.
Spiraling down on the ECRIT table right there.
Somebody call a tow truck.
Literally,
it literally fell off onto the mattress right in front of her. She let out a little yell.
I'd probably say something that's like, holy shit, these guys' feet is rotting off. Somebody shoot them.
Wow, there's a little momentum.
Meep. Hey, Bob, put it in a jar and stare at it for a while.
Yep.
So what happened with this fucker?
He was basically, they cleaned up his feet. He actually lost.
How?
They gave him some aspirin and fire cleanses
there
or what?
You go, out the door.
No, they basically had to amputate basically four of his toes on his right foot.
They saved his foot?
Yeah, they saved the foot, and basically half of the skin on the ball of the foot had to basically come off, but they were able to actually save the rest of the foot. The left foot wasn't at all bad, and he basically was then put into our long-term care. And he was there for at least a couple of years. Like, he did pass away when I was there, though.
So they changed his socks regularly now.
No, it had nothing to do with this. It had nothing to do with this sock.
No socks for you.
It had nothing to do with this man's not changing his socks.
He could have changed them daily.
Daily.
And it would still be, yes, his toe would still fall off.
That's why he basically probably stopped changing his socks, because he didn't like looking at the fact that his toes and his feet were going black. It's gangrene.
I don't like the look of those feet. I think I'll put some socks on.
That'll solve it.
That'll solve it.
I think it would be kind of
cover
funny
it up.
To chase a nurse around with a sock puppet after that.
Hey, I'm Mr. Sock.
This is Crunchy, the sock puppet.
crinkle.
Wow, how fucking sick is that shit?
Hopefully they're liberal with the baby powder.
Oh, you want to invest real in a whole babies. Tub of gold bond there, pal.
It took the smell right away off my feet.
Compound fucking W for you. Oh. How about compound bowl for you?
That is like the worst athlete's foot you can imagine. You know, just
this is why, you know, these scenarios, because we're all ex-gamers. Everybody here knows we all played D&D.
Into the mic.
Dragons and shit like that. We all played those kind of games. And this is why we're really bad, is because we can see this thing going on in our head. And when we say we'd actually, you know, just start screaming, light the guy on fire, run away, we honestly believe that that's what we do.
His toe fell off. Light him on fire and run away.
Fuck that. Light him on fire. I wish I could record some of the sound bites from those games. Like, John was the best. It just... You know, when Mayhew would sit there, Mayhew has, like, character fucking down. The guy is brilliant.
He knows he's in his character.
Oh, no, he does an amazing game.
Yeah.
And he's trying so hard to keep the fantasy... As a GM.
Okay.
He tries so hard to keep the fantasy feel up, and I wish I had a sound bite of him going, well, Sean, I don't know. I realize it's your character and everything, but I don't know of any high elves who would, you know, stand on top of the wagon and say, yeah, you just bring him close, and I'll bow fuck this son of a bitch as soon as he gets in range.
It's not going to happen.
I mean, they don't really talk like that. Well, I was an elf born in South Central L.A., you know?
It happens.
Getting robbed all the time. Hey, Spock, fuck you, man.
Gank your shit.
Gank your shit, motherfucker. Twack. Looks pretty funny. You can't run around in circles. Ha ha. Ha ha, motherfucker. Ah, message for us, huh?
So we're going to do
actually, Paladin told me a great role-playing story. He was playing a game of Call of Cthulhu, and they had a guy who was Mexican, and they're down there in, like, South America, and they're being attacked by conquistador zombies.
That's great.
And the guy's attitude was, look, I'll try talking to them. I speak Spanish. They speak Spanish. We should get along. And the GM turns to the group and says, does anyone know how to say brains in Spanish?
That's fucking awesome. Oh, yeah, this is the tech that I sent you.
This is tech of the week. Here is Sean K's pick for tech of the week. Go to that webpage, and here it is.
And this is actually a pretty fucking sweet piece of kit.
It is very nice.
It's a very nice piece of kit. Now, there's the Mambo X is a piece of kit that's coming out. This is the one that Sim is waiting for, frothing at
we'll
the mouth.
We'll do that next week.
Yeah, sweet Jesus, Sim, he's got a tent pole.
Oh, yeah. Mambo X is the pinnacle.
Okay, this, however, is a pretty awesome. Sweet-ass piece of kit. This is the size of a Walkman, and it is an MP3 player that holds 5 gigs worth of space.
81 hours, that is.
81 hours in a box.
How much and where?
$749. It's available now.
You need a computer to download all of this shit.
You need a computer for everything. You need a computer to get MP3s.
Is it all firmware, no moving parts?
It's all firmware.
No. You don't need a computer.
What?
It says you can get it through CDs.
Holy shit, you're not serious.
I believe I looked at the specs for this, and
you could download a CD onto this thing.
It does voice recording, too, I think.
Holy shit.
Here it is, using licensed technology from Compaq, blah, 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 provides the ultimate flexibility of digital audio capture via CDs or internet in current MP3 digital audio format.
Mm-hmm.
I see it does use a laptop hard drive, but it looks things.
Does it use a laptop hard drive?
2.5-inch IBM.
Ah, that's pretty good.
So if you don't want to drop it.
No, but if you could pop it open and, like, put stuff on that. Just
yeah, well, that's
girlfriend.
The same for every piece of tech, though. You don't want to drop your digital camera.
usually, no.
Palm Pilots,
Palm Pilots, you can pretty much...
They're pretty rough.
No, keep
being
going.
A Walkman type of advice, it's inevitable. Once or twice
yeah.
it's going to happen.
You're fiddling with it.
Well, that's why what you
want
to do is you want to get a decent piece of webbing, which we're going to get probably a digital photo of, and we're going to probably do a plug for the awesomest fucking Army Surplus store in the world.
Where's that?
They got a website, too, right?
They do?
It's kind of weak.
Where?
I've looked at it.
Where is this place?
Dave Surplus.
Dave's
Army Surplus in New Westminster. And tell him we fucking sent you.
Tell him Rant Radio and Sean
Tell him Rant Radio sent you, and he'll give you nothing off.
Talk to you guys there, either Zoltan or my new buddy Martin, the young guy behind the counter, because he fucking went to...
Zoltan, yes, the G.I. Joe fig who turns dark in sunlight. He works there.
No, wasn't he the guy who basically was behind Sandy Frank's Battle of the Planets? He was like, he always like had key ops.
Oh, he's been
like
everywhere. He's been everywhere. Zoltan is the guy's name. He's an ex-Marine out of the States. He's crazy as fuck. John's Military Surplus in Victoria. I haven't actually been to that one.
Brother Neela.
Who's
Brother Neela. How you doing, brother?
Shit.
Daddy-O.
Brother Neela.
So how you doing, bro? Wow.
Anyway,
moving on. Well, it's time to run our little contest. There's not much to it at this point. What you have to be is the fourth caller into us, into the Rant Radio headquarters, and we're going to open up the little bag, and we can decide right here. I'm going to go get the bag, and people can talk.
What Josh Pay, before you leave, you fucking send an email to Kennedy@rantradio.com to get your fucking cult info. Oh, okay, it's dead air right now, so somebody suck. La da da, cha da cha, fucking da. We got a prize pack, and this is for the fourth caller through, or what?
This is for the fourth caller through.
So what?
We're gonna pick two prizes today, and just because it's the first one, we're gonna give them a T-shirt.
Somebody went to the dollar
store. A Turbo Linux T-shirt. This is actually, let's see. Maybe you can open it up, and we'll put on the webcam.
Okay.
Somebody went to a trade.
Displayed
show.
By.
And throw in some two cows dollars too. Yeah. Oh, that's too good of a price. That is a T-shirt. That's a T-shirt in there.
It's shrink wrapped. Okay, I'm gonna display this one here.
No, it's prizes.
I didn't get anything. I've been here for fucking ever, man.
These are for. We're gonna give him some dollars.
Jacob.
No. We're just gonna give him dollars and a T-shirt. There we go. So. 1-604-533-9191. So we're going to hold it up to the camera. Sean Kay's going up to the camera, so if you go up to the webcam. And,
keep going.
See it on the TV?
Up, raise. There you go.
There we go. So there's the web. Here's the picture of the,
it's cool.
The T-shirt.
It's white.
It's cool. It's white. It's from Rant Radio. We'll sign it. All of us here will sign this T-shirt.
You will get a signature. Yes.
Yes, we will. Who cares if you want to wear it or not?
And you get
it'll have our signatures on it. You can copy our signatures and put them on checks and stuff. I don't know what you want to do with it. Whatever you want to do with it.
Credit cards.
If you want to fucking do that. Find our credit card number.
Go ahead and borrow our credit card number.
And here's a little addresses intro while we wait for the phone calls.
If you would like to email death threats or send mail bombs to anyone you're listening to tonight on What the Hell, email us at info@rantradio.com or send explosive charges to Box 256, Fort Langley, BC, Canada, B0X1J0, or bother me on ICQ number 51558. Cash or fission bowls greatly appreciated.
Well, how do they know they're the first person?
Well, we don't know.
We don't know.
Are we going to answer the
caller.
Phone silently?
How about this?
Oh
the
my
first
God,
caller.
That is just like the sickest weapon.
We've changed it to the first caller now. The first caller. Because everyone's waiting for the fourth caller because they can hear.
So it's the first caller.
That
the first
was for
caller.
You, pixie chick.
You slide past phone in.
It'll take you like 20 cents while we write down your address, okay? 20 cents for a T-shirt signed by all of us. Jeez. Oh. Armpit.
We must have no friends out there.
Yep.
In
no,
they phone every other week, but now that we're giving away a prize, they're not phoning.
They're just distracted by my
here. I tried to call. Is somebody on the phone? There's the dial tone. You tried to call. What's that dash? Why is Infobot adding numbers? Oh, he's adding up the numbers.
What numbers is he adding up? Oh, I get it.
But I don't have long distance. you don't have long distance. What does that mean?
Do you have electricity?
Do you have
get
a
out
phone?
Of the fucking boonies.
You dial the number.
How the hell do you have a computer that you're talking to us?
That's right.
It's not long distance.
I'm just afraid to sound like a dumbass. There
we go.
Somebody's won the T-shirt. Too late for everyone else.
You all
suck. Hi, you're on Rant Radio, and you've won a T-shirt. Who is this?
Hey, yeah, it's Critical S.
Critical S, you have won the first prize ever to be given away on Rant Radio. What
Thank
the hell?
God, a real listener,
a
too.
Real listener, a real loyal listener.
And a cult member.
That's damn right.
And a cult member.
Yeah, exactly.
Stand up and be dressed for free. One of the few people who you can get sponsored by if you are cool enough.
They should all take a lesson from me.
That's right.
That's true. I'm totally not someone to follow, you know?
Well, that's fine.
Hang on the line here. I'm going to take your personal information, and we'll get that done.
We're going to let him say his piece. He's already phoned up, paid his 10 cents, so if you got anything to say or a question to ask of us or...
Just called up because, like, nobody else would call.
That's right. What do you want us to put on the T-shirt? Just our signatures? You want us to put something else?
Personal message?
Somebody said
personal message?
Put the cult logo on it.
The cult logo. Well... I don't know what the cult logo is. That's coming.
We're working on a cult logo. You should borrow Father Shazbort to do it.
Yeah? He's the man?
Resident artist.
Yes, he is. Yeah.
Shazbort has sent the new cult newsletter, the Ezine audio newsletter that I'm going to be putting together. He's already sent out the front image for that. So he's doing that as well. But we're looking. We also need clan symbols and everything else. So this is just off the ground this week.
So say what the hell and we'll take your vitals off the air.
All right, what's that?
There we go. Critical Shot has won the T-shirt, and press the other one. Yeah, there you go. So Critical Shot is the winner. When you get the 1-800 call. Oh, you cheap bastard.
No, she's Pixie Chicks, and she's got a crazy lock on her.
I will get it this week. I'm working evenings, 3 p.m. till 11 p.m. So I will get it this week because I work during the time that they're open. So
hopefully,
and I get to work. It's like, you've got to do these millions of things. You don't get a break.
Hopefully, Dak will be working. He's got a story too. He got a great fucking offer this week. Tomorrow morning, I go into this place, and if I can get them to hire me, and I'm pretty sure I can.
Yeah.
I will not only basically get that, I also have convinced the fucking government to pay for my upgrading to a Class 3 first aid ticket.
Really?
That's like $600-$700.
That's great.
I am very fucking happy. So that's awesome. A job. It's 14 bucks an hour.
And you get trained.
That's great. I got 14 bucks an hour.
Is it full-time?
It's full-time. It's 40
hours
a week.
That's awesome.
I am like fucking praying for this more than anything else.
Please. You've developed a new religion. You've taken on all the religions just in case you're praying to the wrong god.
You got it. Basically, I burned a turd to like Buddha. I sacrificed a bunny to Christ. I didn't care.
This is a great segue into my usual bitch about the government.
Okay.
My bitch is that actually I don't know the exact details because every time the story comes on the news, I miss it. I'm sitting in a fucking restaurant, and it's on the fucking TV, and I can't hear it.
Oh, okay.
Or something like that.
Awesome.
Our government
came
up with this great plan of we spent billions of dollars into a program giving money to employers to hire new employees and do training.
Okay, yep.
Okay, that's
makes
all
sense.
Good.
They do that all the time.
Okay, that's great.
Encourage employment.
I have no problem with that.
Yep. Get the people
off
welfare.
Over $1 billion has gone to a bunch of companies that are numbered. All the information they have on these companies is the number.
Well, that's great. And they've fucked off and taken the money, eh?
This money is gone. Mm. And they have yet to fire the minister of this of the portfolio.
Yeah, I remember hearing that on the radio. It's like, it happens. It's all part of democracy, and
I'm
that's
sorry.
What happens.
A
the good
billion
with the bad.
Goddamn dollars.
Yeah.
$1 billion is missing out of their budget.
Because
going to these numbered companies. Numbered companies.
They set up to take the money, right?
No, numbered companies are set up as a blind. They're the thing that you own, that the guy behind you owns, that three guys down owns, that owns laundering company, you know, for the mob, you know. It's
Chris King's our blind.
Leader. Yeah.
Just put it on the table.
$1 billion.
That's amazing. Somebody made some money there. They're probably owned by all the same people.
Probably.
I'd like
1,000
companies, all numbered.
Yeah, somebody who was working in an office went, hey,
Motivation for call, free stuff.
So I guess I haven't mentioned that I'm quitting my job next week and I'm never having to work again.
Setting up numbered companies.
And by the way, guys, neither will you.
This also
we'll run this 24 hours a day. We'll take shifts, our own shows.
This also segues into another bitch about mine and about the government. When the GST came in, the government set up something so that the companies would do it, that they give GST back to the companies that collect it.
Yeah.
On all our purchases. Mm-hmm. So not only are they getting the cost of it and charging us the 14% as well, but the company that, you know, sold us the item gets some of that money back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the beginning, the government wasn't set up for it, and they got swamped.
That's
some
right.
guy in BC put in his claim. He said he did $10 billion worth of business. He collected $3 million in GST return to his company, and he spent it in a year.
Yeah, he's the economic drive of BC, this one guy.
Yeah. Well, they finally caught up with
him. $10 billion? That sounds reasonable.
They caught up with him when he filed again the next year.
Oh, God.
Did he get the $3
million? And he got the $3 million the first time.
Bye!
Yeah.
See ya! I'm off the tire to live like a god.
He's still here?
He returned some of the
Stupid
money
fuck.
In return for a lightened sentence.
He returned some of the money? He said, I quote...
You return all the money and go to jail forever.
I quote, I spent all the money.
Where
did you spend it and why don't you have receipts for it? I spent it on hookers.
Let's play a new game called You Can Find Me.
Yeah, this guy rocks, actually.
it's called, I think, more power to him. Rock on.
Yeah, 3 years later,
he just should have fucking
slip out of the country. You're
in
some
for penny, in
nation.
For pound. Are you fucking kidding? If my cash machine fucked up and started spitting money at me... $500,000 later, see ya, hate to be ya, I am fucking gonzo, man.
You know what my father...
You couldn't find me with a bloodhound and a Ouija board.
When I was 6 years old, you know what my father fucking told me? He said, never do anything fucking small. Just basically, if you're going to commit a fucking crime, make sure the crime is worth the fucking punishment.
Later. Can't play a movie. How is that going to help our listeners? A movie you sent us? We will play it after the show for all the people in the room.
And
no, don't worry.
Show on the webcam.
And yeah, we'll point the webcam at the TV, and 20 seconds later you will hear it.
Maybe we'll get
it. And you will hear it. You will see it 20 seconds before.
That's fucked up.
We'll watch it after, okay?
Thanks, though. Good luck.
11 o'clock.
Yeah, I'll tell my story, then we'll be out of here. Okay. I do technical support at a company, and we get people like once a day phoning up. My system got hacked because I'm a dumb fuck. Because I put on file sharing. And I don't know. And it's sort of something like that. I'm on a LAN.
Machine broken.
I'm on a LAN and I put on file sharing.
Can you put someone who's alive on the phone, please? Go back to eating the brain.
So this what?
Give me someone with a pulse.
So this, I'm going to put you on hold and let you sit there for a while. and think about what you have done.
Well, you have to.
Have you unclicked file sharing? Okay, you're off hold. I'll talk to you now.
Well, you have to, or they don't learn. You know,
they don't learn. We go in, we say, "Do not put on file sharing. You will be open to hackers."
Okay.
I'm setting up a LAN. I have to put on file sharing. Okay. This lady phones up and she says, "My system's been hacked. They left a message on my screen. You are a dumb idiot. You are easy to break in. Please take off file sharing." And what they did, the only file they altered on their computer, they didn't delete anything. They altered her resume to make her look like a hooker. I wish I was on the tech support we'll need that file forwarded to us so we can analyze it. They may have left trace
in
elements.
In the BIOS of the file. The file BIOS. We need that.
We need that to analyze and post on the... company's bulletin board. No, I mean to send off to the FBI. Run up the photocopier. This one's being sent out.
Get the fax
auto-dialer ready to go, baby.
Why won't Windows start?
Broadbanded.
Oh, it's that damn disk in the drive again. Yes, we had that the other day as well. Somebody had a floppy in their...
My cup holder is broken.
We haven't had that one yet, but we've had the floppy in the drive.
You got to talk to Andrew.
Yeah.
Andrew the forehead.
Andrew has the funniest.
The five head.
The five head. He's bigger than a five head.
He's tech support for Fraser Valley Regional Realty.
He holds the record for the funniest fucking moron I've ever heard of.
How many drives do you have in your computer? 100. No, disk drives. Yeah, 100.
Disk drives.
No, how many slots do you have in the front of your computer? Wait a second while I count them. A couple minutes later, about 37.
What?
Honestly, counting the air venting slots.
It honest to God took five head half an hour to get this guy to realize what a disk drive was.
It's like, no, let me rephrase that.
And you have to do this in such a way.
That.
That's awesome. Mine instructor walking sex. Wow.
Wow.
Okay, we have it from a woman. We have it from a woman.
If you're around Pixie Chick, warning, do not wear Linux t-shirts. She'll be all over you.
How does Pixie Chick look?
I forget. I will put up the picture for next week's
report. She's a sexy bitch. I've seen her. She's fucking sexy.
Oh, yeah.
Sexy girl. Sexy girl, cat.
She's fucking sexy.
Now, the standing offer for body mutilation of a Rant Radio logo or what the hell logo burned into you or tattooed into you is a what the hell sweatshirt, isn't it? Isn't that
actually,
what
you know
that
what? I'm going to take this one step further.
Okay.
You know what? If you go and get a Rant Radio tattoo larger than the size of a pop can, and we're not just talking about the word Rant Radio on, you know, in like some little tiny letters. It's got to be the size of the base of a Dr. Pepper can.
We're talking at least a headphone logo in there.
Yeah, the full headphone logo. Yeah. Okay, it doesn't have to be black and white. It can be black and skin.
We need photos of the tattoo artist doing it because you might...
And motherfucker, if you try to pull some Hanna tattoo shit and say that, oh, yeah, there's the tattoo.
We need a receipt.
We need a receipt
for
the tattoo.
We need a picture of the guy doing it.
And we will probably have a cult member swing by to make sure it's actually, you know, legit.
In progress. So what's the offer?
Well, I'm thinking if everyone here is willing to do it, I'm considering actually we can go down to... Dave's Army Surplus, and pick up a flight jacket and have the Rant Radio monogram.
Full on.
Fucking embroidered.
Yeah, I think I'd kick in on that.
That's no problem.
If some guy goes and does that, we will get you a Rant Radio flight jacket.
For sure.
And I got to say, about the size of a pop can, that's a pretty fucking serious size tattoo.
That is.
I've got one that's slightly bigger.
Yeah.
It's a fucking... It's noticeable. People take notice when you got a big-ass tattoo.
What about cult? Sure, if you put cult on.
Whoa.
No?
There's different stuff for cult.
Okay.
Cult is a sister site to Rant Radio.
This is only a Rant Radio.
This is something we do
in to join the cult to find anything out about
cult
the cult, really.
Cult has shit that, cult shit's
a little bit more
direct.
Yeah.
Yeah, stuff you can use daily. Yeah. Yeah,
oh, yeah, we need a picture of the tattoo artist licking the finished product. Yes, Revit, probably that will help, actually.
Depending on where you put it.
I guess if you want it concealed.
Put it around your nipples.
Rant on one side, radio on the other. Yeah.
But what you want to do is, for last plug here, if you guys want to get in on cult, because you guys are all been in for quite some time, recognize just about every name on
laminated
here.
Membership cards.
No.
No, it's not like that.
Oh, God. Somebody shoot him. Can I get some suppressive fire over here? All right, what we got to do is
screw your chicken.
If you want to get in, you want to find out what the fuck's going on, we can send you the propaganda document.
Kennedy@rantradio.com. That's all you need.
And just say, send me some cult shit.
That's
right. I'll say, sure.
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 So.
In Agent Smith speak.
Sure.
Sure. Help your landlady take out her garbage.
Well, everybody, thanks for sticking around tonight on the IRC and listening in. We are out of here.
Shazbort, you're on auto accept. Fire it off.
Excellent. Okay, we're going to go around the room. This is, I'll go from there.
All right, this is Sean Kennedy, the fucking man, saying, yo, baby, it's only just begun.
This is the chicken saying, yo.
Yeah, me.
Psycho with still nothing interesting to say.
At least he's consistent.
This is Dax saying so long, and sorry I'm the only voice of sanity you have left.
And on the IRC, sticking around, Critical Shot, Fault Sequence, Fourier, Infoloop, Mord Sith 99, Pixie Chick, Rabid Puppy, Rubber Rooster, Shazbort, The Scribe, and Godlike. And in 22 hours, 6 days and 22 hours.
22 hours?
22 hours, because you minus two. Six days and 22 hours, you'll be hearing our voices again. Thanks for listening. This is What the Hell on Rant Radio.
You have just listened to another episode of What the Hell on Rank Radio. Tune in next Sunday at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to find out what happened to Sim and the rest of the gang in the dramatic continuation of What the Hell.